Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This year, at least 322,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. It can be difficult to fathom the humanity behind those numbers. How do we activate our own empathy when we've been so humbled by this tragedy? Well, that's the essential work of Faces of COVID, a project that shares the stories of the people behind the statistics. This one, from member station WBUR, features Karen Nassimbeni of Linfield, Massachusetts. Karen and her husband Stephen T. Richard were both infected with the coronavirus in early March. Both became gravely ill. Only Karen survived.
When coronavirus reached the area, I was already really sick with a sinus infection, so I was pretty run down. But Stephen and I, we went to depths of illness that neither of us had ever experienced before. On the morning of St. Patrick's Day, he became gravely ill, and that's when I said to him, "I'm going to call an ambulance." And he said, "No." He said, "Please drive me." And so I drove him to Winchester Hospital, and when we got there, you know, there was a staging area because it was total pandemonium. And they came out, and they took him immediately because he was so sick. And when he got out of the car, he turned around, and he smiled at me, and he said, "I love you," and he blew me a kiss. And that was the last time I saw him. I met Stephen through a mutual friend, and I looked at him and I thought, my God, he's the boy next door. Stephen was, he was probably about 5'8 in height. He was, you know, in very good health, you know, good shape, because he was so physical in his work as a contractor. And he had very kind, loving eyes. He was passionate about children and animals, neither of which he had. We tried getting pregnant, but went through 7 rounds of in vitro and it didn't work. He was a very sensitive, gentle soul. I mean, we had a very charmed life together. And the beautiful part of that is it wasn't lost on me in the moment. Like, I can look back and appreciate it now, but in the moment, I knew how special it was. We had a tradition on Christmas morning that we never did big gifts. So we would do stockings, and our traditions were we would put a clementine in the toe of the stocking, and we would fill the stocking with gifts. We would have the Eric Tingstad, Nancy Rumbel CD called The Gift would be playing in the background, and we would eat poppycock in bed. It's kind of like Cracker Jacks on steroids. And that is one of my biggest fears, is Christmas morning and not having him there to eat the poppycock in bed. So instead, what we're doing is we're buying poppycock and we are delivering it to people so that they will know what that joy feels like to eat poppycock in bed on Christmas morning, because it's really delicious. I was admitted to Winchester Hospital on St. Patrick's Day. I was in a medically induced coma for 31 days, and I woke up on April 20th, which was Stephen's birthday. It was like he sent me back. When I woke up, my sister said to me, "You know, KK, I'm never going to lie to you." And I said, "I know that." And she said, "Stephen didn't make it." And I said, "I know that." And she said, "Well, how do you know?" And I said, "Because he was with me the whole time I was in the coma. I was having these horrific hallucinations, and he was always there in the corner of the room with a glow around him and just smiling at me. He never spoke to me, and he would just kind of shake his head knowingly, like, "You're going to be okay." I am a singer. I've sung my whole life. I sang to Stephen, "Fly Me to the Moon" was our song. I sang it to him on our wedding day. You know, I love Fly Me to the Moon now because we think about Stephen living in the, you know, out in the universe and in the moon. And so, let's see. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
That story produced by WBUR's Franny Carr Toth and Chloe Axelson. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.